Economic Indicators, Part 4, Purchasing Power in 2025 to 2026, by Max Farrington and Michael Hirsch, updated edition. Today's indicators focus on purchasing power, tools that allow us to compare the real value of currencies and wages across countries, far beyond simple exchange rates. Purchasing Power Parity, PPP. Understanding what money is really worth. PPP, Purchasing Power Parity, is a fundamental concept. The value of the money you own depends on the cost of living where you live compared with other countries. With 5 euros, for example, you can buy far more goods in India than in France or Norway. PPP measures how much of a given currency is required to purchase the same basket of goods in different countries. The Big Mac Index, still relevant after 40 years. One famous and accessible example of this tool is the Big Mac Index, created in 1986 by economist Pamela Woodall for The Economist magazine. The idea is simple. The Big Mac is McDonald's most recognizable product, and the same ingredients are used everywhere in the world. By comparing its price in different countries once converted into dollars, economists can estimate whether a currency is overvalued or undervalued. What began as a humorous journalistic concept has become a serious subject of study in universities and financial institutions. According to the Big Mac Index of January 2024, Switzerland had the most expensive Big Macs in the world at $8.17, followed by Norway, $7.14, and Uruguay, $7.04. The price of a Big Mac was $5.69 in the United States and about $5.87 in the euro area. In 2025, these trends continue. In the United States, the reference Big Mac costs about $5.80. In Switzerland, it approaches $8. In the euro area, it averages around $5.30 or roughly €4.95. In Taiwan or India, however, the price drops to less than $2.50. Within the European Union, Western countries such as France and Northern countries such as the Netherlands and Belgium tend to have the highest prices, while Southern countries like Spain and Eastern countries such as Greece offer lower prices. What does this tell us in practical terms? If a Big Mac costs more in one country than another after exchange rate conversion, this may indicate that the local currency is overvalued relative to the reference currency. Conversely, a lower cost may suggest that the local currency is undervalued. In 2025, for example, a Big Mac costs $5.79 in the United States and 25.5 yuan in China. If PPP were perfectly respected, the implied exchange rate would be 4.40 yuan per dollar. However, the actual exchange rate in January 2025 is around 7.3 yuan per dollar. This means that $5.79 can buy more than 42 yuan, enough to purchase almost 2 Big Macs in China, suggesting that the yuan is significantly undervalued. Another illustrative measure is the working time indicator. Studies have estimated the amount of time a worker must work in order to buy a Big Mac. In major global cities, this indicator can vary by a factor of 10 depending on wages and living costs. The minimum wage. A key indicator of workers is purchasing power. The minimum wage, the legal minimum amount an employer can pay a worker before deductions, remains one of the most direct indicators of the purchasing power of low-income households. Not all countries have one. Some, such as the Nordic countries, prefer to allow social partners to set wage floors through sectoral collective agreements. Within the European Union, the differences are striking. According to Eurostat data for the first half of 2026, the minimum wage ranges from 620 euros per month in Bulgaria to 2,704 euros in Luxembourg. With a gross monthly minimum wage of 1,823 euros, France ranks sixth among EU countries, behind Belgium, 2,112 euros, the Netherlands, 2,295 euros, Germany, 2,343 euros, Ireland, 2,391 euros, Luxembourg, 2,704 euros, Luxembourg confirms its status as the European champion. Since May 2025, the Grand Duchy has offered a minimum wage of €2,704 gross per month for unskilled workers and €3,244 for skilled workers. This exceptionally high level is based on a unique automatic indexation system, which regularly adjusts wages to the cost of living. However, this generosity also comes with very high living costs, particularly for housing, where property prices are among the highest in Europe. In France, the net minimum wage, SMIC, reached €1,443 per month in January 2026, following a 1.18% increase at the beginning of the year. This automatic adjustment illustrates an essential mechanism. If inflation reaches 2%, the minimum wage must increase by at least the same amount simply to maintain purchasing power, in other words, to allow workers to buy the same quantity of goods as before. An important reminder. Comparing wages also means comparing context. Another way to compare wage levels in Europe is to use purchasing power standards, PPS, which adjusts salaries according to the prices of goods and services in each country. For example, a worker living on €800 in Bulgaria may enjoy significantly greater purchasing power than someone earning the same salary in France. Simply comparing gross salaries in euros is therefore insufficient. They must always be analyzed alongside the actual cost of living in each country. Conclusion. Purchasing power is far more complex than the simple amount shown on a paycheck. The Big Mac Index and PPP remind us that the value of money is always relative to local prices, exchange rates, and living standards. And the minimum wage, as important as it is, only has real meaning in terms of what it actually allows people to buy in the country where they live. In a world where inflation has significantly reshaped economic conditions in recent years, these indicators are more useful than ever for understanding wealth inequalities between countries and between citizens. Join us for the next episode of EconoMag. Vocabulary. Purchasing power. Pouvoir d'achat. Purchasing power parity. PPP. Parité de pouvoir d'achat. PPA. Currency. Devise/monnaie. Cost of living. Coût de la vie. Big Mac Index. Indice Big Mac. Overvalued currency. Devise surévalué. Undervalued currency. Devise sous-évalué. Exchange rate. Taux de change. Basket of goods. Panier de biens. Minimum wage. Salaire minimum. Gross wage. Salaire brut. Net wage. Salaire net. Unskilled worker. Travailleur non qualifié. Skilled worker. Travailleur qualifié. Living standards. Niveau de vie. Automatic indexation. Indexation automatique. Inflation. Inflation. Eurostat. Eurostat. Office Statistique Européenne. Purchasing power standards. PPS. Standards de pouvoir d'achat. SPA. Income inequality. Inégalités de revenus. Housing prices. Prix de l'immobilier/logement. Gross monthly income. Revenue mensuel brut. Economic indicator. Indicateur économique. Wage floor. Plancher salarial. Sectoral collective agreement. Accord collective sectoriel. Relative value of money. Valeur relative de l'argent. Reference currency. Devise de référence. Workers' purchasing power. Pouvoir d'achat des travailleurs. Cost adjustments. Adjustments du coût/de la vie. One global cities. Villes mondiales.